I'd like to talk a little bit about British perceptions and the ways in which the Russians managed to stymie British control in Central Asia. Sir Henry Rawlinson in British India ascribed the Russian advance throughout Asia as part of a strategic master plan. In reality, the Russian ability to stymie British influence or roll back British influence in Central and Southern Asia was far more complicated. First, they operated by opposing British rule and stirring up insurgencies inside British zones. In the 1870s, the British resident or spymaster in Hyderabad wrote that a recent mutiny showed, quote, that not more fiercely does the tiger hunger for its prey than does the Musulman, the Musulman fanatic throughout India thirst for the blood of the white infidel. This view was most exuberantly stated by the Viceroy Lord Lytton in 1876. The plain truth lies in a nutshell. If 30,000 Russians crossed the frontier tomorrow and attacked us in the Punjab, we could probably rely on our Mohammedan population to support us against them. But if three Turks from Constantinople landed in Bombay with a message from the Sultan commanding the faithful in this country to declare a jihad against the British government, our most loyal Mohammedans would obey the order. Understanding this basic reality, the Russians often utilized Muslim nationalism as a strategic weapon against the British influence throughout Central Asia. Yourabi apparently tried to warn the Prime Minister, William Gladstone, away from an attack on pain that he would use, quote, the religious zeal of the Mohammedans to preach a holy war in Syria, in Arabia, and in India. Sermons of the subject have already been preached, he wrote, in the Mosque of Damascus, and an agreement has been come to with the religious leaders of every land throughout the Mohammedan world. The first blow struck by England or her allies will cause blood to flow throughout the breadth of Asia and Africa. Yorabi's well-connected advisor, Wilfred Blunt, also impressed that danger on British politicians because he thought they would fear it and be so deterred from attack. Not just the Russians, but also the Germans would follow this core strategic practice of encouraging insurgencies inside zones previously under the control of the British with an aim towards swaying them to their side. Such a strategy was brilliantly portrayed in the film Queimada, or Burn, directed by Gila Pontecorva in 1969. Based on the real-life story of Sir William Walker, an American adventurer and mercenary who fomented war in native zones of the Caribbean to promote British business interests. Filmed in Haiti, this film is set in a fictitious Portuguese island colony, an island sugar plantation, where Walker must educate natives to rebel against colonial rule and facilitate a British takeover.